Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Casual Friday.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
It's Friday, November 2nd. It's November.
It is November.
And I bet if I walked up to the fourth floor here in the building and said, it's November 2nd, how many days until National Youth Gathering? There would be a few people who could tell me exactly how many days until National Youth Gathering, because it gets busy. And also LCMS Synodical Convention coming up this summer as well. And lots of people preparing for that.
And the Life Conference in 2 months.
Yeah, I know. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then
Life Conference.
It's just going to be a whirlwind. And then next thing you know, it's National Youth Gathering. We're headed to Minneapolis.
It's going to be fun.
With a whole crew of thousands of other people. And some of those are young adult volunteers. And I believe there are some more opportunities for young adult volunteers. And to help us learn more about that, Seth Mormon, he's pastor of family life at Bethany Lutheran Church in Long Beach, California. Pastor Mormon, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Good morning.
And Rachel Hillman, she attended the National Youth Gathering as a youth in 2004, 2007, then came on as a young adult volunteer in 2013, then joined the National Youth Gathering planning team in 2016. And again, she's on the team for 2019. She's on the line with us today to talk about young adult volunteers. Rachel Hillman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Good morning, guys.
Rachel, tell us what got your attention to even, serve as a young adult volunteer at the National Youth Gathering back in 2013?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I had attended the youth gathering in 2004 and 2007, and it was such a big part of my faith journey and my growth that I really wanted to find a way to give back. And when I found out I could, I definitely jumped on that opportunity as quickly as I could, and I am so glad that I did.
What is it, what goes into being a young adult volunteer at the youth gathering?
Yeah, so a young adult volunteer, it's anyone between the ages of 19 and 25. And you get divided up into different teams, and you are spread throughout the entire youth gathering, really part of the hands and feet of making sure that the gathering runs smoothly. So you'll have people that will be working the mass events, making sure that people are safe in the building, getting to where they need to go. You have people in the convention center that are running the games and the activities, people that are helping with the booths that are there, and then people helping with the different speakers and concerts and pretty much everywhere.
What were you able to do as a young adult volunteer? What were your responsibilities?
I was on the mass event team, so I got to help with all of the activities that took place at the Alamo Dome because we were in San Antonio that year. So the morning events and the evening events, which was an amazing opportunity.
And now, serving on the planning team and preparing for the 2019 gathering, what do you want young people to know as this potential opportunity to serve as a young adult volunteer? We'll get to more details here with Seth in just a little bit, but what do you want them to know about what this young adult volunteer opportunity could be?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you probably know, and most people know, the youth gathering is the largest gathering of youth in the LCMS. But what people don't know is it's actually the largest gathering of young adults as well. So it's just, it creates such a great community. You really develop connections with people that are your age in the same boat as you are from all over the country. And the biggest takeaway that I had from being a young adult volunteer was not just being able to work the 1 week at the youth gathering, but you become part of a national organization that we kind of call ourselves Orange Nation. We have activities and sermon events that take place on the off years of the gathering, and you can stay connected with that group long and many years after the gathering's over.
All right, you use the phrase Orange Nation. Where does that come from? I've seen it before. Where does it come from?
Yeah, so at the gathering, the young adult volunteers wear orange t-shirts. So that kind of distinguishes who we are, and Orange Nation just kind of thrive from that. You'll often see a lot of our young adult volunteers really embrace the orange. We encourage them to wear orange flares, so you'll see knee-high socks and crazy hats and huge sunglasses. Tutus sometimes are worn. So we really embrace that Orange Nation theme.
Seth, what are some potential responsibilities of young adult volunteers at the 2019 National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis?
Well, some of the things that Rachel said are going to be a crossover. We have lots of opportunities for service inside the stadium there in Minneapolis, but also in the convention center, working throughout the city with safety. There's just a myriad of different things. And through the application process, there's an opportunity to kind of look at those areas of service and kind of rank which ones you really feel drawn to. And if you would apply, we would hopefully put you in one of those areas that you would really like to be working in. But it's all across the board, from working in the convention center with the games, to helping people find their seats, to working with traffic, to doing servant events. You name it, a young adult volunteer is going to do it.
So there's a wide variety. Unfortunately, I think Andy and I are too.
Might pass for 25.
I would. Maybe. Oh, nice. That'd be great. We've aged out. But what are the, who's qualified to do this?
Who's qualified?
Well, what are the qualifications?
Well, yeah, 19 to 25 years old at the time of the gathering, a real servant's heart, a heart for Jesus, a heart to love one another, and you know, we really say the goal is to be Jesus with skin on to people, to be the hands and feet of the gathering, to really show the people what a real present God is, as our theme says from Psalm 46. This whole idea of God is real, and He's with us always. And He is God, and to have that theme lived out in our lives, the young adult volunteers are kind of one of the key components to doing that throughout the gathering.
What's the first step to becoming a young adult volunteer? What's the first step if you're interested in being a YAV?
If you're interested in being a YAV, the first thing to do is to head to the lcmsgathering.com website. Look for the volunteer tab, and you can click down and find young adult volunteers, and there's the application process. It's really not too painful. You can go through the application process pretty quickly, and then there's a reference piece that needs to be done, so you'll send it to pastor, youth leader, DCE, teacher, somebody else who kind of knows you well, and both of those pieces get sent in to us, and then we'll find a place for people to serve. And applications are open now, and they close on the 31st of December. So we're looking at just 2 months left.
What else do we need to know? You do the application and progress on to the next step. What else do we need to know to prepare if we're chosen as a young adult volunteer, like expenses and that sort of thing?
Sure. So later in the spring, we'll have the selection process, and we'll be putting people in their jobs, and we'll let people know that they've been approved to work for the National Youth Gathering as part of Orange Nation. And then what we need to do is we need to get a confirmation back and then a commitment from the young adults to say, yes, I'm going to be there. The commitment that we ask the young adults to make is that they are going to serve with a wonderful heart. We will train them, we'll deploy them out into the gathering, and then we're going to support them during the gathering. We'll provide housing and some meals for them. The young adults need to get their way to Minneapolis and provide a couple of their meals as well. And we're working on lots of possible opportunities to help in a lot of those areas. A lot of them we're still working on and not quite ready to announce right now, but we're hoping to get some wonderful opportunities to make travel easy for them this year.
What are you looking forward to this year at the gathering?
Well, I think the most amazing part of the gathering is to see so many people come together, and I think it's just a little bit of a glimpse of what heaven is going to be like, that opportunity where thousands gather and worship before the Lamb, and it is just a little peek at the eternal. And in that, we know that we will be not only worshiping the Lord all the time, we'll be serving as well. And I think the gathering gives us just a little bit of a glimpse of that. I start getting excited, and my heart starts to race, and I start get goosebumps just thinking about that wonderful opportunity.
Rachel, what are you looking forward to most about the gathering this year?
Well, Seth definitely hit the nail on the head there. Just being a part of thousands of people gathering and worshiping is just such an incredible experience. But I think one of the things that I always look forward to when it comes to the gathering is seeing all of the old familiar faces that you've worked with in the past and maybe have new and other responsibilities. And then meeting all of the new YAVs that are coming in and the new youth that are experiencing this event for the very first time. It's cool to just be a part of such an incredible event and experience.
Pastor Seth Moorman, pastor of Family Life at Bethany Lutheran Church in Long Beach, California. Pastor Moorman, thanks so much for being our guest today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Rachel Hillman, National Youth Gathering Planning Team, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Well, it has been a fantastic week on the Coffee Hour. Next week, Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin. They have fall visit day, so we're going to take a look at that. And we start a new series.
Yay, we love series.
I start a new series. How do you listen to a sermon? Or what does listening to a sermon involve? So Pastor Phil Hoppe joins us for that as we start our four-part series with him next week. Lots of good things coming up next week in the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
You're a miracle. You know that, right? A living, breathing, one-of-a-kind miracle. You were created to stand apart, to share your gifts in the service of others, to make an uncommon impact in a common world. And at Concordia University, it's our mission to help you do that, to live uncommon. To learn more about Concordia, go to cuw.edu.